This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All righty then. Thank you very much and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from downtown San Francisco, California, the home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, the network that started it all back in the 80s, just talking sports. But this is the 1 hour all week where we don't talk sports.
It's video games.
My name is Rick Tittle. I've been doing this show more than 15 years, talking video games at this hour. And, of course, also proudly on SB Nation Radio as way. The 1 hour of respite from sports talk. And we can get into all the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals and Major League Baseball for the next 6 days and 23 hours. But right now it's video game talk. I am like you. I'm a gamer. I don't design games. I don't sell them. I'm not in anybody's back pocket. I'll tell you what I think is good and what's not good, overhyped, underhyped. And I want to hear from you. What you got? You're my unpaid correspondents. Please tell me what's going on in your video game world. We'll do that at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY, 7529. Tell us what's going on with you. Questions, comments, or concerns. Neophytes, hardcore gamers, everybody in between. Overseas, 00-800-878-PLAY. And OO, I'm very proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. Wherever you are, if you're in the military, I'm on your side. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Delta Force, Space Force, everybody in between. Also, sportsbyline.com, streaming along. Use the email rick@sportsbyline.com to win the game. I'm going to give away at 40 after, as I always do, brand new game. And also to request a cheat code, which I'll do at the end of the show. SBNationLive.com as we stream through there as well. And a couple of apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app and the iHeartRadio app and the Stitcher app and Twitch. Yes, video games, Twitch. There we are, twitch.tv and the Twitch app. Search for Sports Byline USA. There I am on the high-def webcam. We have an hour to talk video games. What's good? What have you been playing this weekend? No guests today, so it's all about y'alls and your calls. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. This is my normal voice. I'm Rick Tittle. Downtown Simon. No, it's not my normal voice, thank goodness. Welcome back to the show.
I used to have a program director back in the day. He was from New York, and he told me, this is a true story. He goes,
I always wanted to do what you do, but they told me I didn't have the voice for it. Can you believe it?
Like, oh, I can't believe it. So, a lot of times in video games, we get a reboot. Let's do this game over again. Or, you know what, now we can, you know, we can take that old game. It's a classic. It's 20 years old. Let's put it in high def. Let's stretch our dollar. Let's let the kids who never played it play it. Let's do a lot of that stuff. And then sometimes you reboot a game and it's an entirely new deal, not just a port. But we know about Call of Duty. And we know about Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It is a gaming institution. The original single-player story and the multiplayer experience. And now Activision is hoping that it can recapture that. Because they're doing it again. And they're doing it again for the PS4. What do you mean they're doing it again? Well, back in 2007... Call of Duty was the cream of the FPS crop, but mostly the games, as we know, focused on World War II, and they did an amazing job. Like, if you look at Call of Duty 2, it was one of my favorite games ever on the Xbox 360. And that offered some great multiplayer fun, but the storylines, people thought, became slow, they became stale, and these kids are like, what's up with these M1 Garands and these Schmeissers and these MP40s? Same thing. What are we going to do? And so Infinity Ward, you know how it works with Activision, is they had these two developers, which they bought, put under the old Activision umbrella. One is Infinity Ward and one's Treyarch. And they had each company work on a game and have them take 2 years to make it. And then they staggered it so they'd get a new game every year that they made in 2 years. Now, does that mean they were all hits? No. Most of them pretty good, but I would say the last six Call of Duty games, the multiplayer is, I think, almost identical, outside of some exosuits and jumping around. But Modern Warfare, the original one 12 years ago, was developed by Infinity Ward, published by Activision, and it was the first game to push the franchise into the modern era. Now, what does that mean? Well, obviously, advanced weaponry, advanced tanks, drones, airstrikes, all sorts of things. And then people thought the game was really set apart because of that single-player story arc. It wasn't just an afterthought. It was this fully realized story, and it had a pretty damning indictment on the war on terror that was happening at the time. Remember, weapons of mass destruction, all that. And the story had some really shocking moments as well, but it also introduced us some pretty memorable characters. You might remember Captain Price. And so now, if you want to look online, and you should, it's less than 2 minutes, there's a trailer. And it says, this is actual in-game footage. Now, a lot of times, in-game footage just means the cinematic that's in the game. But it starts off almost like in this platoon-like setting. You remember when Charlie Sheen had the ants on his face and he had to hit the claymores? It's a dark forest, and you're going through the fog, and every time you go through the fog, somebody steps up and is wearing a ghillie suit or has got the infrared, and then one guy is smoking a cigar, the main protagonist, which probably wouldn't happen because that lit cigar is going to give you away. But as you see guys coming in room to room, and then there's a shot of people who are doing the high jump, not a high jump like the Olympics, but jumping high out of a C-130. It's got some jet strikes coming in. It looks like some UN peacekeeping forces at times. Just an amazing display of lighting. Of course, there's always the desert / Middle East places, and you see guys with AKs and headbands looking like militant dissidents or Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, whatever. And it also has a mission that almost looks like, the SEAL Team 6, Zero Dark 30, on Osama bin Laden's compound. Or was that Pakistan? So it looks very smooth, laser scopes, all that stuff. And you might remember Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3. Those were sequels. This is not a sequel. This is more of a reboot. And as I said, some of the same characters, Captain Price, but it's going to get even darker. And people will say, good, because war is dark, and it's always a morally, nebulous place to be if you think about getting your hands dirty. And Price says in the trailer, we get dirty so the world stays clean. The moral ambiguity going to the theme all the way. I was looking at an article about Android Central about this game, and they said that the perspectives on opposite sides of the conflict is what Infinity Ward is hoping to show, the effect war has on everybody anywhere near the combat, because you are going to be playing as both Team Bravo, which are quote-unquote Western soldiers, and then the Middle Eastern fighters, as you'll fight at, you're called Freedom Fighters. So it's interesting to see how this plays out, because we know the whole adage out here in the Western world is those aren't Freedom Fighters. Those are, of course, terrorists. So Infinity Ward is kind of known for leaving any kind of moral choices and ambiguities up to the players. But, as I said, little is known. So far, we have a October tentative release right now. But, as I said, the trailer is most, it says in-game footage, but I don't know how many are real scenes or how many are cutscenes. We do know it's going to be a first-person shooter like all the others. We just don't know what the mechanics are going to be. And as Infinity Ward starts to dribble out more gameplay information, we'll be able to ingest it more. And we'll get into it because, I think about over the years, all the games that got redone or re-upped, if it truly is a brand new game, that's fine. But we know that Hollywood forever, I mean, especially now, this is the worst it's ever been in Hollywood. No one can make a movie unless it's Spider-Man, Iron Man, Batman, Avengers, Transformers. That's basically it. Well, that's like 90%. What if you don't like superheroes? And you're screwed. It's just the same. I cannot distinguish one superheroes movie from another. Remember that time in Spider-Man 9 or Iron Man 6? I don't remember. And we see it with Adam's Family movie, Flintstone movie, you know, making sitcom movies. And it's like, can somebody write something original? So you might think, oh my gosh, really, Activision? You got to go all the way back? But it's been 12 years, and it's going to be on the PS4. We'll see about the One and the PC. But I think after all these years and you really want to put a new spin on it, that's fine. I didn't like it, and I played it, but I didn't like it when we got the exosuits because everybody was jumping 20 feet in the air. And then anytime anybody would walk into a room, everybody would be airborne and shooting down. And the people who shot down, they got over on the people who were standing up. It seemed counterintuitive to real life, and I understand exosuits aren't real, but it seemed kind of stupid. You would think the people bounding in air would have the worst aim, not the stationary soldier who would have the worst aim. I got more on that on the other side. Also, your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113.
800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. He'll be here in a second. There he is. Hi, Rick. How you doing? Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game. I'll also let you know what's coming out new this week. There's always games coming out. Sometimes there are quiet weeks, medium weeks, loud weeks, or there's 3, 4, 5 AAA titles and then nothing. Sort of like last fall, was it October, and got the new Call of Duty, got the new Battlefield 5, got the new Fallout 76, all within 3 weeks. Back to back to back, 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 back. Like, where was just one of these games during the summer? It would have helped. So just a couple more things about Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And what kind of maps will there be? Well, we don't know. As I said, you know, you can look at the trailer, and the game does center around, apparently, Russian interference in the Middle East. And so, terrorist attacks happening in European cities. There looks like there's a level in London after some sort of explosion, fighting off a terrorist cell, or a freedom fighter cell. You can definitely see a distinctive Metropolitan Police uniform, by the way. In real life, I coached the Metropolitan Police's football team shortly, some 15 years ago, in Hertfordshire, Bushy. We haven't seen any multiplayer gameplay yet, so we don't know what the maps are going to be like, and it's extremely likely we will see those areas that we saw. As I said, London, and if you look at some of the other ones, it has kind of a Nuketown vibe to it, thinking of Call of Duty. But will there be a zombies mode? And in a recent interview with PlayStation Lifestyle, the campaign gameplay director Jacob Minkoff said, and I quote, "We're trying to create an authentic, realistic feeling world. We don't have the flexibility to do something like put zombies in the game." And then he goes on to say, "Zombies would compromise the feeling of playing in a world that feels realistic and authentic and relative to today's conflicts we face today." That's no skin off my nose, because I play zombies. Every time a game comes out, I'll play zombies for about 15, 20 minutes, and that's it. I don't get the fun of just relentless attacks over and over and over and over, and then you finally get through. It's well done. I know people who love it, but I'm okay with that. So it doesn't look like, anyway, unless they throw it in, that we're going to be getting zombies. And by the way, that's kind of a Treyarch thing anyway. And Treyarch is mostly recently the developer who makes the non-warfare Call of Duty game. So you could say maybe you weren't expecting it anyway. So what are the game modes then? We know, as I said, single player campaign, co-op campaign, which I think will be really cool, and then multiplayer mode. But that's all Infinity Ward has told us so far. Apparently, they aren't quite ready to talk about anything other than the single player experience in depth. We do know the co-op campaign follows directly on from the solo missions, which is intriguing, because normally in co-op games you just play the same game as the single player but with extra people. So this shows that Infinity Ward is really putting a lot into the storyline. But as far as multiplayer, I don't know. You have to think they're going to try and squeeze a battle royale mode in. I don't need a battle royale mode. If they want to do it, they can. But it's the kind of thing like you just have to have it. It was like restaurants in the 80s had to have garlic mashed potatoes or polenta. Now it's quinoa. All these weird things. So, as I said, the date right now, they put out a release date. Things can get pushed back. I always say, as disappointing as it is for things to get pushed back, that's much better than putting out a game that's half-baked. Dude, where's my car? I mean, make sure you finish it. But it's October 25th. So we've got a lot of time before then. That's basically a Halloween release. Although Amazon is taking pre-orders right now for $60. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I also wanted to mention, as we sometimes politics bleeds into the video game world, if passed anything, this is something I was reading on Polygon.com, because if passed in anything close to its proposed form, Senator Josh Hawley's anti-microtransaction legislation will punish, if not obliterate, a staple genre of video gaming for offenses it never really committed, and that might be fine with you. You may not like microtransactions. You might like sports or their games. You may hate EA. But the feeling I get when you read the proposed Protecting Children from Abuse Games Act, it goes well beyond what actually got everybody angry, which was Battlefront 2's original loot boxes. The list of no-nos the bill prescribes covers all the ways in which licensed teams, sports, video games now make a lot, if not most, of their money. And that's not just the FIFA Ultimate Team, which everyone loves to complain about, but then they played endlessly. It's not the My Career portion of NBA 2K, which has a big pay-to-win format, but it is still one mode in a whole bevy of offerings. And then there's Diamond Dynasty for MLB The Show. And by the way, this is the last baseball title we have. So it may be discussed as a kind of a thought exercise for now, but this Hawley's legislation really matters more to sports video gamers. And it matters in much more concrete terms than any other player constituency, because the Haley's bill has this long arm of the law, this reach, broadly defined terms, which isn't ignorant of the video game marketplace, but it has these carve-outs for widely accepted thing like MMO subscription fees or premium cosmetics, provided they're not awarded at random in a loot box, I guess. But it goes so far as to exclude charging for extra difficulty modes. Why would these things be prohibited at all? Hawley probably thinks he's leaving publishers DLC or microtransaction options, and that's probably why he dismissed a lot of the hypotheticals about outlawing loot boxes and pay-to-win transactions. He said it wouldn't kill an industry. He just said you can design a game that doesn't rely on gambling directed at children. End quote. Gambling directed at children? But sports video games are so reliant on those Ultimate Team modes. The FIFA Ultimate Team, which, by the way, Hawley acknowledges is square in his bill of crosshairs, that delivers an estimated $800 million to EA's live services revenue, which, by the way, their fiscal year, $2.2 billion. You don't get all those kinds of dollars just selling soccer kits and ball designs. That's almost half their money. NBA 2K's My Career, which if you played it as I did, that's reliant on player improving and G League and playing in China. But they do have pay-to-win transactions. It's, you know, generally believed to be bringing in a lot of money for Take-Two Interactive, the parent club. Nobody publishes exactly how much these cash cows are, but if you remember that Take-Two agreed to pay the NBA $1.1 billion over the next 7 years to do this, that's double the value of the last deal, which was done in 2011. well before the virtual currency was introduced in my career mode. So, I mean, it's lawmakers' first attempt to regulate loot boxes transactions. That happened in the Hawaii state legislature. It got discussed in the committee and it got thrown out. But something with bipartisan support could get bipartisan opposition. I'd be interested to know how some people feel about the regulation of a free market. You know, I mean, seriously. Or what some senators think about, you know, tax breaks to EA Studios developing Ultimate Team. I don't know, but for sports video game consumers, and there's going to be a hearty message board with a lot of complaining on it. Because Hawley, by the way, was interviewed with Kotaku last week. And kept talking about the gambling bogeyman because they exploit addictive behavior in children, you know, and it doesn't make much sense. It's, I mean, you can put anything in the hands of a kid if you're not looking at the kid, if you're not paying attention to them, if you just let them go hog wild, then yes, they could buy a lot of stuff. Remember that in the 80s with like 800 numbers, your child racked up a $5,000 bill. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game and your calls, remember, at 800-878-PLAY. We'll see you in a second.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170.
800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, Sports Byline USA, SB Nation Radio, American Forces Radio. Lots of apps, Twitch TV. There we are at Sports Byline USA. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. And the way to win it is to email your answer to my very easy question to Rick at SportsByline.com. The second correct answer wins it. And I have Mortal Kombat 11. It's for the PS4, the Xbox One, the Switch, and the PC. I have it for the Switch, the Nintendo Switch, Mortal Kombat 11. My question is, what would be a good name for a sequel? Obviously, FIFA 20 would be a bad name for a sequel.
Mortal Kombat No Holds Barred?
Okay, that would work.
Mortal Kombat 12?
Yeah, that would work too. So I'm giving you the answer. Mortal Kombat 11, which is developed by NetherRealm Studios. Talk about a reboot. Brand new game. And NetherRealm Studios, and then published by Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment, rated M for mature. And you are dismembered, mutilated, devoured in comedic ways. And even when you're reduced to a skeleton, you're still fighting and... There's time traveling, there's comedy, there's tear jerkers. NetherRealm, I think, does a really good job of trying to communicate every facet of the combat through tutorials. Because in and of itself, yes, this is, you know, one-on-one button masher extraordinaire classic. But you go through a tutorial... And you might get a new costume for the character. If you do a Tower of Time, as it's called, you could be showered with coins and consumables and all sorts of accoutrements. Because players are rewarded for almost everything they do in Mortal Kombat 11. Gathering of goods is not a lot of fun. Most of the time, but you got a lot of unlockables and things end up maybe being a problem if you think about how low the odds are and getting the thing you actually want. But people on Twitch saw me sneeze with the mic off. Most of the rewards are hidden in chests and offer a random selection of stuff because the chests you open are all located in the crypt with a K. That is a maze that you explore from the third person perspective, and just getting through that is a task as well. But you get a number of interesting puzzles along the way, and you got a lot of maybe nostalgic trappings as well. It's fun in and of itself, but there are no easy paths. But you can do the story mode in one sitting if you really want to. But we know this game, its replayability is sky high because you just keep fighting. And ripping people's spines out and showing them they're beating hard and all that other stuff. The stuff we love in Mortal Kombat. So once again, I got it here for the Switch. I'll give it to the person who can tell me via an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. SPORTSBYLINE.com. What would be a good name for the sequel? Once again, developed by NetherRealm Studios and published by Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. We'll get to the new releases in a minute, but there was an interview that came out today on IGN Unfiltered, and you can watch it if you so desire. It is with Todd Howard. Todd Howard, the director of Bethesda. And the launch of Fallout 76 didn't take the world by storm. IGN, by the way, gave the game a five. What they called it was, quote, a world wasted on a mess of bugs, conflicting ideas, and monotony. Woo! And look, I didn't like the game at first as well. I hated getting killed by another player who was stronger than me and losing half my stuff. And it just, you know, I love the Fallout world. I love everything about Fallout, Fallout 3, Fallout 4. And by the way, I have put in a lot of time now into Fallout 76. I just decided to deal with it. Although I'm getting to the place now where, I don't know what comes next. I'm kind of sick of it. I'm going over the same areas. I think I've discovered everything, believe it or not. And I'm one of my 56th level, I guess. But it was not well reviewed. And in fact, IGN put it on its 10 worst games of 2018. A lot of the criticism talked about the broken game content, but the poorly handled PR snafus, like when Bethesda shipped bags that look significantly cheaper than the promised ones in the $200 special edition boxes. Yikes. But you can go on to IGN. It's an interview with Ryan McCaffrey called IGN Unfiltered. And just as a sneak peek, Bethesda and Howard said that they saw some of these things coming. He did say, quote, that was a very difficult development on that game to get it where it was. We were ready for a lot of those difficulties that ended up on the screen. We knew, hey, look, this is not the type of game that people are used to from us, and we're going to get some criticism for it. A lot of that is very well deserved criticism. So Howard shares his thoughts on Fallout 76. He talks about more DLC in the future, trying to improve the game. Every time I sit down, there's another bug thing. It's like, oh, now you get a new camera. Now you can have your own shop. Now you can exchange legendary weapons, which I did. I exchanged legendary weapons twice. What did I get out? I didn't get anything. I got like two extra caps. I got like a six for legendary armor and legendary weapons. But, you know, it's check it out. Once again, IGN Unfiltered, the Todd Howard interview, which is interesting. By the way, just for S's and giggles, I was talking about that bill from Mr. Hawley in Congress, and we'll see if it gets passed. But it's available online. There's 18 pages. I just want to read to you real quick the very end of the bill. It says Section 5, Study of the Effect of Pay-to-Win Microtransactions and Loot Boxes. And line 13, Article A, in general, not later than 2 years after the date of enactment of this act, the commission shall submit to each committee of Congress with jurisdiction over the commission a report on the use of add-on content, including pay-to-win microtransactions, loot boxes, and other kinds of add-on transactions in the design of interactive digital media products for our audiences of all ages. Content of report. The report required under subsection A shall, 1, analyze the use of pay-to-win microtransactions and loot box design practices in specific interactive digital entertainment products involved. 2, analyze the psychological effects of pay-to-win transactions and loot boxes on users. What? Analyze the psychological effects? How in the heck are they going to do that? 3, study game development practices relating to pay-to-win microtransactions and loot boxes, including A/B testing of various pay-to-win microtransaction or loot boxes designs. 4, that means they're coming to you, developers, analyze the effects of pay-to-win microtransactions on investment and production in the digital entertainment industry. Are we helping the economy? And just a couple more here. 5, document different types of pay-to-win microtransactions on loot boxes. This one here, if you buy it, you get free chest plate for your horse armor. How are these guys going to do this? And then finally, six, analyze whether other forms of add-on transactions to interactive digital entertainment products, such as those altering a user's visual representation within a product, can induce compulsive purchasing behavior by minors. So what that means is, here's a new outfit. Here's a new hairdo. Here's a new hat. Here's new facial hair. Oh, my gosh. I'm 12 years old, and I'm so damaged that I'm going to keep buying. I can't help it. Ridiculous. And then it ends. Use of psychological research. The commission may conduct or commission psychological research on users and inform report required. Wow. Does that mean they can come into your house?
Mr. Tittle, are you going insane?
Yes, because I've bought 75 outfits, and I think I've lost my mind. Oh, Congress. They really know their video games. All right, let's take a look at the new games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We've got a couple here on D-Day, actually, 6th of June. Octopath Traveler is an RPG featuring multiple characters with multiple paths who can equip multiple jobs. That's on the PC, as is Journey. Streetlight People, an exotic adventure with meditative tone. Journey presents a unique vision of an online adventure experience. Time Spinner on the Switch, and the story-driven platformer adventurer Time Spinner joined Timekeeper Lunaeus on her quest for revenge. Toki, T-O-K-I, on the 4, the 1, and the PC. 20 years after the release of the original classic platformer Toki by TAD Corporation, the crazy ape has evolved. MotoGP 19 on the PC. MotoGP 19 is the official video game dedicated to the most famous racing championship in the world. A lot more DLC here. Trover Saves the Universe. And Trover Saves the Universe. Trover Saves the Universe. This full-length sci-fi action comedy adventure game will have you laughing. Fromto. Your childhood cars come to life in this chaotic 2D sandbox racing game. Persona Q2 New Cinema Labyrinth on the 3DS. How about that? Persona Q2 : New Cinema Labyrinth is the sequel to Persona Q, a smash-up combining characters from several RPGs. Elder Scrolls Online, Elsewhere, and Elsewhere's a major chapter in the addition to Elder Scrolls Online. That's on the PC. Xbox One, Warhammer Chaos Bane, set in the Warhammer fantasy world. Warhammer Chaos Bane is a hack-and-slash action RPG that gamers can play solo or in a group. Platoon's Party, not Platoons, but Platoon's Party, is a party game full of fun mini-games to enjoy with family and friends on the PS4. Effie, E-F-F-I-E, is a 3D action-adventure game that combines classic elements from the genre, such as combat and platforming. That is on the PS4. And then, finally, As Divine Dios on the Xbox One, boasting a voluminous story and expansive world, treasure-filled dungeons, exciting turn-based battles and weapons. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back, and we'll get to a cheat code that you sent me to rick@sportsbyline.com.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
Little Super Turrican from back in the day there. Thank you very much for joining us. Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, closing it out with a cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. Have a request here from Tear. Tear says, Rick, Lego Marvel's Avengers for the Xbox 360. How do I get the Thunderstrike and how do I get the Atom Bomb? Well, to get the Thunderstrike, here is your cheat. Put it in the cheat. JWR GP4. That's for your Thunderstrike. Once again, JWR GP4. And to get the Atom Bomb, 2K8QCG. Once again, to get the Atomic Bomb, 2K8QCG. And I'll throw this one at you, too. I found this as well. If you want the Mark 35 Iron Man suit, why wouldn't you? 4AKZ4G. Once again, 4AKZAG. And that's for Lego Marvel's Avengers on the Xbox 360. Going back a few years, this is why we're all here. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. Congratulations on the person who won the game. I'll check the email, figure out who that is, get that right out to you. Have a great week playing video games, and I'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.